Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, on May 30th, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the city of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Valestra. But Jackie is not with us today. She's on vacation. As I understand it now, she's in Bavaria, currently enjoying herself in Munich, Germany, with her husband and a well-deserved vacation. I hope she's having a fabulous time. But we will just have to muddle through. Today, our guest this morning is Daryl Lipman, a journalist with more than 20 years of experience in trade magazine publishing and content management. Daryl has been general manager, managing editor for Atlantic West Publishers, located in El Segundo, since 2007. He oversees Atlantic West's portfolio of Chamber of Commerce directories, visitor guides, and map projects throughout California, Arizona, and Texas. Today, we're going to discuss the different chamber publications Daryl provides, the annual destination guide, the new quarterly business guide, and other ways the chamber is promoting Manhattan Beach as a business and recreation destination. Daryl Lipman, welcome to Manhattan Beach Chamber 360.
Yes, hi, my pleasure to be on.
Thank you very much for joining us. There was one other gentleman from your office that was going to join us?
Yes, that would have been our sales rep who works on the Manhattan Beach directory projects, Brian Simon. He's ill today, so he's not able to join us. But I can help answer any questions for him.
Okay.
In the sales arena.
All right, good, good, good. And of course, if anyone listening would like to ask Daryl a question or has a comment about Manhattan Chamber print publications and online publications, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. So, Daryl, let's start off right off the bat. And how did you first, and how did your company, Atlantic West, first become associated with the Manhattan Beach Chamber?
We became associated with the chamber back in 2007, when we actually have a lot of long-running projects in Southern California. So they're just one of our longtime clients that we do a directory for.
Okay. Now it was very, very easy to find your guide. If anyone would like to follow along, and of course, after the program, you're going to ask, well, how do I find this guide? You just go to manhattanbeachchamber.com, You go right to the middle of the page, you'll see Online Destination Guide. And when you click on that, you'll see Welcome to Manhattan Beach, California. And there is the online guide. And then you can just use the arrow keys at the top, next page, to page through the guide. It's like an online magazine, Daryl.
That's right.
Yeah. How you know, there are so many different concerns and companies trying to crack that space, that middle space between print magazines and online magazines. How did you move into this space, and did you develop your own software, or you're looking for other companies to you know, I just want to know more about the technology of it.
Yes, we started out as a traditional a print publisher. Basically, we back in our corporate parent, Atlantic Communications Group, which is based back east, mm-hmm. where we have another slate of projects. They developed the online books back when we saw that we can add value by having a print directory and also having it a presence online. So the people that were sort of seeing the future and how things were going, they can also have their publication online and view it that way through various devices.
Right. So this is, it's very engaging, it's very colorful. I guess it's just like producing a magazine, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they basically take the print version and, you know, post it to this knowthisplace.com website, and it's an exact, you know, copy of the print publication.
I see.
So people who choose to view it that way can look at it on their computers, their iPhones, their iPads,
right,
and such.
Right. Now, of course, this is just one of the publications that you provide, and Manhattan Beach Chamber is just one of the organizations that you partner with. How many chambers around Southern California, Arizona, and Texas is Atlantic West working with?
I believe our number is around 40 to 50 mm-hmm. Chambers in the western United States, and then there's another 60 to 75 back east on the East Coast.
Wow, that's impressive. Well over 100.
Yes, definitely.
Well over 100.
Yep.
So, give me an overview. You know, this is all about, this is a conversation about the ins and outs of how the chamber is adding value to becoming a member of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Just by being a member, you're now going to be able to direct people to this guide. And, of course, if you're advertising, they're going to be able to see your advertising. And then also there's another feature up in the top right-hand corner. If you click on Manhattan Beach Map, you get a welcome to Manhattan Beach again, but this is a map that includes, I assume, all the members of the chamber, and if you just click on a name on the left-hand side, you see their name, their address, their phone number, and their location. That's very, very cool. Tell us a little bit about the Manhattan Beach map that's included in this product.
Sure. And then all participating advertisers who are in the book have access to also this area of get posted on this area of the Know This Place website.
Right.
Once you choose an advertiser in that left-hand column there, you see their pinpoint pop up, and then you can also choose, the user can also choose to go visit that person's website.
Right. Their website, you can call them, their address is there. You can even enter your location and, I assume, get driving directions.
Exactly.
It's, this is the complete Monty in terms of making access to your individual business as a member of the chamber. Now, is it members of the chamber or just advertisers in the guide that are in this list?
Advertisers in the guide.
Advertisers in the guide. Okay, so you have to be an advertiser in the guide, but it doesn't have to
be a big
advertisement. Any advertisement will get you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's wonderful because this is a very good value, I think, to have this listing and this user interface and all that for finding your company. Wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, as a custom publisher, that's where we're coming from, is that we want to give the participating advertiser the biggest return on their investment as possible. And this is just an example of that,
Right.
Where you're just getting the most for your advertising dollar.
When you think of the companies that companies the chambers that partner with you, and do they all utilize the guide to its fullest, or are there things that you, as a Atlantic West, would say more chambers should do this and more chambers should do this with the tools that we give them, but they don't because they're not as forward-looking? Or, you know, our chamber, the Manhattan Beach Chamber, is very active, and James O'Callaghan, the president, is very forward-looking. But are there things that you wish more chambers would do with the tools that you give them?
That's a good question. I know that there are certain chambers that definitely talk up this publication in various gatherings and networking events. But it's from the feedback that we get, and I also get from Brian, definitely the people who are advertising in it are trying to pass that publication along, and they tell Brian, yeah, we have people who are definitely looking at this book, and we see the chamber promoting it as well. So everything, it seems to be utilized to its, from what I can tell, to its fullest.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's there's a strange statistic floating around. I'm in the internet business. I'm a software developer for an internet company that does over 200 websites of various sizes. And one of the things that is still a statistic hanging out there is that 40%, if you can believe this, 40% of small businesses do not have a website. And
Yeah, that is to,
have you heard that
that's hard to
before?
believe. No, but that not, I didn't think the number would be that high. That
Yeah,
seems
okay.
that is amazing.
It is amazing to me that it is that high. And, you know, of course, if it's 40% that don't have a website, it's 60 to 70% that don't utilize their website properly, or the website is out of date, or it's not, you know, updated, or it's this or that, you know, because they put it up and they say, well, yeah, of course we have a website. We've had a website since 19, 96. And you look at it and you say, well, that looks just like a 1996 website.
Exactly.
You know, and the bottom line is, you know, today it's all about responsive websites that look good on phones and look good on tablets and
That's
look good,
true.
you know, that's and that's just only maybe 3, 4, 5 years that it's really been in vogue to do that. Well, let's say literally since the launch of the iPhone. So let's say 2007. So that's 7 years that responsive anything has been in vogue, and most websites have not been really, really, you know, sort of revamped in the last 5 to 7 years. And so
You do have to stay current to thrive. And
Right.
like you said, you can post a website from several years ago, and if you're not doing anything with it now, you're really not serving yourself well.
Right. So this guide, the online destination guide, is another way that the chamber gives businesses tools that they don't have to update, they don't have to create. They just benefit from being members of the chamber.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have the guide, we have the map. How does this all happen? Give us sort of an inside view of how this process happens, because of
Sure.
course the guide is created But how is it created as both an online, I mean a print publication, and then you get it and you reformat it, or how do you get it into an online format?
Well, I'll take it from the beginning of the project. Once the sales process starts, so we provide our own, we're a turnkey operation. So basically, we as a custom publisher, we have many different elements to our company. Brian Simon is the sales rep for the South Bay area. Actually lives locally, so he knows the area very well. Starts out with a 3-month sales period, 3 to 4 month sales period. Once that's over with, we then start collecting the chamber's content for the book, for the directory, photos. We look at those materials. We pass them along to our and when I say we, I see me as doing the project management. We'll take everything from the chamber, review it, liaise back and forth with them to make sure everything's in order. We do a cover comp first. Mm-hmm. And that is deciding on what the theme of the book would be. And the book that's coming out on is delivering on Monday has a health and wellness fitness theme. So that cover is going to have an outdoor shot of the bike path in Manhattan Beach. Once we get the comp going, that kind of sets the tone for the design of the book. There's a couple of proofs that go back and forth. From our production department, they lay the book out. The chamber proofs the proof, takes a look at edits, makes changes. We send them a final proof. They take one last look at it, send that back to us, and then we really prep the files for press and get things onto the printer from there.
I see.
And then here we are at delivery time. So that our phone call, this radio show comes at the right time because we are delivering on Monday. So,
hey, perfect.
If new book is coming out.
Yeah, if you look at the current book, it's all about shopping, treasure hunt.
Yes, that's right. The current book.
The current book, treasure hunt, the best shopping in Manhattan Beach, and favorite places to eat, drink, sleep, and more. This is very interesting. It's very interesting. How long does the next version of the book last, or how long is that going to be current?
It has a year shelf life.
I see.
So they do this destination guide annually.
Okay.
And then as soon as we deliver this, we're now segueing into this business quarterly magazine, which we're working on the first edition of right now. For the chamber.
Okay, all right. So now, how is this quarterly magazine going to be different in terms of focus?
In terms of focus, in comparison to the Manhattan Beach Destination Guide, which focuses on the visitor segments, mm-hmm. and the various shopping, dining, that type of businesses, the business quarterly focuses more on the professional services.
Oh, I see. I see. Services like people like real estate agents, lawyers, doctors, dentists.
Exactly. Exactly. Financial services sector. That kind of thing.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there'll be articles about various services, and we are in a very unique area. I don't know if it's unique in this way, but what I'm referring to is the fact that, living here in the South Bay for over 20 years, I have talked to many people that have worked elsewhere. I used to work in Pasadena, and many people work downtown on the West Side, and one of the number one topics of conversation is we love the South Bay. If only we could live and work here, and. And the service professionals, many of them have that opportunity because many of them have offices here, and that's a big deal, being able to get that work-life balance and shortest commute possible.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's the goal. do you have a long commute or a short commute?
I have a fairly short commute. I commute just from the Venice Beach area, so
okay.
coming out to El Segundo, it's not bad at all.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's not bad. That's bad. It's all coast. It's
avoid those freeways at all costs if you can.
At all costs. absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, this has been a great conversation, and you know, in a few moments, I'm going to try to get James in on the conversation. But we're just having a great time. We're talking with Daryl Lipman, journalist with more than 20 years of experience with working with Atlantic West Publishers, located in El Segundo, and we're talking about the Chamber Destination Guide and the new Quarterly Business Guide publications, and how they can impact your business if you're advertising in the Destination Guide or advertising in the Business Guide. These tools are state-of-the-art. It's state-of-the-art online and offline publications that really are, I mean, online, the online Destination Guide is just beautiful. It's just amazing. I suppose it's some of both, but some of this photography looks really amazing. Is it all developed for the Destination Guide, or is it gotten from the different businesses?
Yeah, it's usually a member photographer who provides photos for the publication. In this book that's coming out, the new edition that's coming out on Monday, we were able to get Bo Bridges photography. Beautiful photos he provided for the book. You'll see when it comes out. So they do get very high level quality. The Chamber is able to get a high level quality of photography to complement the content.
Did Bo Bridges do the previous guide, the treasure hunt?
No, he didn't. What we do, we'll look in the masthead. In the masthead on the
Yes?
It's just different photographers, usually for each edition, but these are the new edition by far has some of the best looking photography that I've seen. To make the magazine just look excellent, of course. Right. The better the photos, the better everything looks.
Right. And there's no question that the quality of the photography really is the first thing that attracts your eye.
I'm glad. Thanks for mentioning that, because it really does enhance the publication tremendously.
I actually was, you know, thumbing through the magazine here, and or the Destination Guide, and I was arrested by the quality of the photographs, thinking this is a little higher end than I imagined it would be. I mean, this is, you know, I don't know, Vanity Fair quality or something like that. It's really amazing.
Matt, that's great to hear. Yeah, we have our graphic designers have been, many of which have been with the company for many years. Really high quality senior designers who do the page layout and set everything up. So that's why we like to think of our magazines as real magazine pieces, as opposed to a basic directory.
Right. I mean, since the beginning, the beginning of the magazine era, magazines have had Rolling Stone, many famous photographs, even some that have been now curated and are in art galleries because they are contemporary pop culture. But magazines in general is a category that of business that really focuses on photography. Of course, you have television, but television doesn't focus on photography. They don't really have a venue to display it, although you can go to the Paley Museum here in Los Angeles is a media museum. They focus on television and not film specifically, but television. And
right.
It's an amazing museum, and they have some incredible photographs. But publishing and print and online now, but primarily print magazines have really focused on this for decades, you know, 40, 50, 60 years. And it's amazing to see, like, there's this one photo, the Toast of the Coast, which is just crazily good. So, Daryl, now, I'm going to focus on getting James into the conversation, and I'm also going to do a station break. But
okay.
I'm not quite ready for that. So can you tell me a little bit more about the business Atlantic West. How, you know, a little bit of the history of the company, and then also your contact information for the company, and we're going to repeat that at the end of the show, and I'll get ready for the station break.
Okay, well, basically the corporate parent, Atlantic Communications Group, which is based back just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, they've been in business for since 1988, and they came out here and expanded to create Atlantic West Publishers in 2007. So that's why I manage all the West Coast projects. Their beginnings back east and expanding out west covers, obviously, they're now nationwide. Just a great company for all your publishing needs.
What are some of the different categories of businesses that they work with? Obviously, they work with chambers.
Sure, that's right.
Are some of the other categories?
Some of the other categories would be county governments and municipalities. They do directories for annual reports. They even do, as a custom publisher, they'll do newsletters. They have a pretty big stable of map projects as well.
Right.
Print maps, and even with the print maps, they also put that map also online, so people have access to that cartography digitally. They have a staff of cartographers as well. Based back east.
I see.
Just a wide range of we're a custom publisher who's very content focused. Mm-hmm. So we get very involved with individual needs of that particular project.
Mm-hmm.
Right down to the photography and the editorial. The company's actually led. Co-led by a graphic artist, and that's why I think the books also look so good.
Wow! Yeah,
and that's what obviously people want for their publications to catch your eye, and make sure everything looks good when you first pick it up.
Right.
Hold it in your hands.
Right. Amazing. Just really high quality. So, Daryl, at this time we're going to do a station break. You're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, the Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. We're talking about Manhattan Beach Chamber Publications and the Destination Guide, the new quarterly business guide, and it's just what a great benefit it is if you're an advertiser in one of those two publications. But of course, we have to thank our sponsors, and it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents, deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical expertise and experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burdens, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com. That's bcws.com. Or call 310-542-0011. That's 310-542-0011. 542-0011. Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong, navigating your way to financial success. So, Daryl, I think we have James on the line. I don't know if he's going to join us today or not. So we will just assume he will join us later. This is something, you know, Daryl, that most all chambers attempt to do well. But without a partner like Atlantic West, it's a huge undertaking. I assume
that's true.
Well,
that is true.
It's crazy not to have a partner, a professional publishing partner, because a destination guide, or as you were talking about, other companies that you work with, like county governments, municipal governments, or businesses that do annual reports or something like that, it's just one of the biggest publishing events for a company is their annual report, especially if they're a public company. Their annual report is almost like a financial it's a financial tool, right, to convince shareholders to invest in them, and they agonize over every line, over every period and comma. Tell me a little bit about the business of publishing today. I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk about, and I don't want to presage that, but there's a lot of talk about the I can't think of the right word. The print publications are struggling. Print publications throughout the sectors, whether it be newspapers or magazines or so forth, are struggling because people get a lot of their information online. People turn to online magazines and so forth for their information and their news. How do you come down on where we are, print versus online?
I think if you have a setup where the two go hand in hand, we still feel also that there are people who like to pick up that and find the print directory useful. But if you don't have that online component to go with it, then you have an issue. But the more value you can add to your product, those are the publishers who are still doing well. Being able to print your directories for the chambers and other custom publications, and having that online presence to be able to complement that, and that's how it's able to work.
Do you have some clients that only want the online version of your services?
We're starting to see a little bit of that, not so much as you might think. They still like the combination of having a book, you know, a publication, and then being able to, for the people who just maybe want to look at it online, just not too much request just for designing an online publication only.
Mm-hmm. I see. Wow.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, I think that is because, you know, I'm in the internet business as a software developer, and often we wonder if people are looking more towards online, but I think you're right that print is still powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it still serves a purpose, definitely.
So maybe the report of the demise of print is premature. And really what has to happen is print just has to evolve and change and be different.
Exactly.
And to become more agile, in a sense. We use that word a lot in software development, agile development, but agile publication. How fast is it a process to go from, well, you said this, like the destination guide is annual, but the business guide for Manhattan Beach Chamber is going to be quarterly. So that's a three-month, you know, sort of clock. Every 3 months, every 2 months, whatever, you got to really be ready for that.
Right. That's a whole different pace of for in the publishing world. But you know, you have a good you have a good team, you have good staff. It can run like clockwork as long as you have the experienced people, you know, working with your company.
Yeah, because they know exactly, okay, our publication date is X, and then you work back to when you need X and when you need Y and when you need Z, and you don't have to panic until those dates come and you don't have that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
That's great. So most days you don't have to panic, but because you have you have the experience and you know exactly what you need when you need it. That's wonderful.
Yep.
What is it about your company and your experience that really makes the difference from other? I assume there's other companies that the chamber could have gone to, but they made the decision to go with you, perhaps through the efforts of your representative, your sales representative here in the South Bay. Mm-hmm. What is it about Atlantic West that makes you guys the best team to go with in terms of these kinds of publications?
No, I think probably the first thing is you know, we maximize the value that you're getting. The print publications are, like we've discussed, are just top of the line as far as graphic design goes.
Mm-hmm.
Having the company, you know, co-run by a art director is great, because the publications reflect that. And receiving, of course, the complimentary online version as an additional benefit is also about the value added enhancements,
right,
that they're getting, and that's why I think people turn to us, and we're able to we have a good foothold in the custom publishing industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with over 100 chambers plus all the other different kinds of organizations, municipal governments, and so forth, that puts you in the category to really have your finger on the pulse of industry. Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just thought of another value-added enhancement that we do that perhaps maybe others don't do at all, and we provide with our directories projects. We provide a member verification,
mm-hmm.
which means we send letters out to the members, and we update their information for the chamber, taking that, you know, off the chamber's plate to have to do yearly, and then the listings that are in the member directory are as up to date as they can be when that publication hits the press.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, of course,
that's our member verification. That's our member verification effort that we do with each publication.
Right. Well, that's a great thing, because obviously that would be a huge burden on the staff of the chamber to have to do that every year,
mm-hmm.
and to keep track and to know who's been. I mean, that would be sort of a software issue, that, you know, who's been done and who hasn't been done and so forth and all of that. And you guys already have that skill and that expertise in-house.
Right.
So. I see. Yeah,
that's,
I agree.
It's all part of the package, yeah.
Right. That is a great benefit. I was just wondering, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the industry in general, how healthy is the industry in general for what you're doing, and do you see the economy really, because you're in a position to know, is the economy growing? Is it shrinking? What do you think in terms of the economy going?
I think it's turning around. I mean, maybe not to the point where, you know, it's at, you know, levels where it used to be, but we see a better state of things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Even some, you know, some chambers have membership they're up and not just, you know, maintaining the status quo.
Right.
And I've seen that with the member databases that we process through here, where the memberships are up.
Right.
So, which is a sign of the things, you know, turning around a bit. People are getting more enthusiastic about promoting their business and getting involved, and It's a small sign of things looking better out there.
Yeah, I think that's a big sign, and you would be in a position to know. And I think that's very interesting, because if there's one thing that businesses know they need when they want to grow, and that's more exposure, more networking. Joining the chamber is typical fare for that, and mm-hmm. That's great. So let's see if we can bring James on, and we're going to talk with James O'Callaghan, president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Let's see if he's there. Hello, James.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Jim.
How's everything? Hi. Hey, Daryl.
We're having a great discussion. We've had a great discussion about the annual destination guide, Manhattan Beach Chamber, Manhattan Beach Destination Guide, and the new quarterly business guide that's going to be coming up very shortly. James, tell us a little bit about how you view these tools and how you would like chamber members to utilize them.
So what we now call the destination guide used to be the Chamber Business Directory. Uh-huh. And over, I guess, the course of the last 2 years, we've kind of changed it to be more of a sales piece for the city of Manhattan Beach. In the past, it was, you know, like every chamber directory, it was a listing of all the members, and it was a decent way to advertise. Now we've taken it to another level where we have a wider distribution rate. We're into a lot of the LAX hotels, LAX itself, and into some of the visitor centers in California. So we've actually made it more of a piece to bring people into the community rather than let people in the community know what's here. Mm-hmm. And with that, we decided to create a second piece, which will be the Quarterly Business Journal, which will serve that purpose of the original guide and really let's highlight a lot of the things that are going on in the community. We'll have a number of articles facing anything from economic development to new businesses opening, highlighting businesses here in the community. So just creating mm-hmm. two different pieces to actually promote in different ways.
Right. That's great. That's wonderful. So we've talked a lot about Daryl's company, Atlantic West. We talked a little bit about the market in general and how, you know, memberships are up in general throughout the economy. People are getting back to work. People are joining chambers and looking to promote their businesses. Did you want to make some announcements, James, about upcoming events?
That's a couple of brief ones. Mm-hmm. Towards the end of June here, we have our quarterly mixer, which will be at the Bank of Manhattan downtown on the rooftop there. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to having everybody out there. The date was somewhat changing, so it'll be on our website today. Make sure to take a look at that. On July 11th, we have our economic forum, and that'll be at the Marriott. It'll start at 7:30, and it'll go till about 10. And it'll focus on two main areas. We're going to focus on the development that's taking place in the South Bay and all of the different mall developments, downtown developments, really talking about, you know, what will the South Bay look like in the year 2020 or 2030. And then the second topic will really focus on downtown communities, and we're looking to bring people in from surrounding communities that have gone through redevelopment and rezoning and preparing for the future. Mm-hmm. So those are two big events we have coming up, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
Okay, good. Very exciting. We did have a conversation earlier about the quality of the photos in the current annual guide, which, of course, the new one is coming out Monday. Is that right, Daryl?
That's right.
Okay, so this is perfect timing. And Bo Bridges Photography is doing some of the stock photography in the new annual destination guide. And the quality, James, of these publications, the the now current but soon to be previous annual destination guide is just stunning. The quality is amazing. Are you somewhat? I mean, I'm amazed by that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, about 2 years ago, Daryl and I sat down when I first got here, and we both discussed kind of what we wanted to see going forward. And, you know, it's funny, and Daryl can probably talk a little bit better to this historically, but, you know, looking at a lot of our old guides, you know, the front cover was always the pier, and it was kind of the same thing year in and year out. It served its purpose. It was what people looked for listings. But we wanted to take it to a level where it was really a fun piece. It sold Manhattan Beach and sold the feel of Manhattan Beach. So we went out and reshot a lot of photos, took a different approach, and put together a, in my opinion, much more interesting piece.
Without a doubt. Jim's absolutely right about that. I mean, together we definitely have been able to take this in the direction and give it the feel that it has come to be with these last two issues.
Right. It is a landmark piece, and I'm sure they're going to just become, you know, people are going to expect that quality now with these two publications, the annual guide to Manhattan Beach, which is the destination guide, and then the quarterly business publication is going to be really, really, really well used, and people are going to look forward to it. It's a wonderful thing. Manhattan Beach Chamber publications are on track. We love what we're looking at.
Thanks for saying so.
Yeah, absolutely, Daryl. Your company,
if I could just jump in for a sec. Working with Daryl has been amazing. I mean, we sat down and kind of both agreed we wanted to go in a different direction. Neither of us really knew 100% what that direction was, but the team over there has been incredible helping us design and really take this to another level. So.
Thanks, Jim.
So, Daryl, it's this time now. I would love for you to give your contact information and contact information for Atlantic West so that other chambers or other interested parties can contact you and get more information about how they can have their publications look as good as the Manhattan Beach Chambers publications look.
Sure. The main website would be www.atlantic4us.com, and that's the main website. And then, of course, the sister site, which houses the online versions of the print publications, is knowthisplace.com. And then you click on the appropriate tabs on the left hand side for the California directories.
Okay. Yeah, Jim, we did go through the. Not just the online publication of the business guide or the destination guide, but we also went through the map, which is for all of the advertisers in the guide, and it's really, really a great user interface for just sort of going through all of these businesses and. It's a great tool, one of the best I've seen in the business, and so I'm thrilled to have had this opportunity to feature Atlantic West and Daryl Lipman on the South Bay Show. Thank you very much for joining us, Daryl.
Thank you,
and thank you very much for joining us, James O'Callaghan, president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
And thank you for putting this on every week with us.
We love doing it, Jim, and this has been a great show. And anything else, Jim, or we'll close out the show?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody to get involved with the Business Journal, as it is a new publication, but it's replacing what some people may have remembered. We used to do a monthly Sand Dollar newsletter in the Beach Reporter. Mm-hmm. This is going to allow us to focus a lot more on the issues that matter to the community, gives us more space and a better voice to bring those topics to the forefront.
I see. Jim, where do you anticipate these quarterly publications, where will they be distributed?
There will be a number that will be delivered to local businesses and local residents, and then on top of that, we'll have some distribution both in the chamber and at City Hall.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it. The Destination Guide comes out on Monday. People can pick that up at the chamber on Monday?
Yes, okay. That is delivering on Monday.
Okay.
So they can get it there. Yep.
Okay, and then the quarterly guide, that'll be out when?
We're looking at right now for either a late summer, early September delivery for that publication.
Okay, well, very exciting. What's taking place with Chamber Publications? Thank you so much for joining us, Daryl and James O'Callaghan. Thank you very much.
Thanks again. Thank you.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us, and please tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, where we cover all the latest information about Manhattan Beach Chamber events, and we look forward to each of these shows. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.